You may have heard of the emerald ash borer. It's an invasive beetle that came to North America from Asia 2 decades ago. And since then, it has killed tens of millions of ash trees in 36 states. Jacob Fenston of WAMU talked to a writer and photographer who are documenting this challenge in the Washington, D.C. area.
Science writer Gabe Popkin and photographer Leslie Price were on a canoe trip in 2019. They were paddling on a tributary of the Potomac River in Maryland. They came around a bend and were confronted by a wetland filled with dead trees.
I didn't know what it was. I thought it was a saltwater intrusion. We're too far inland. Gabe said, no, these are ash trees. You know, dead ash grove upon dead ash grove.
I think it definitely shocked both of us. And we felt like we needed to do something. We weren't sure what that something was going to look like.
It evolved into an online photo exhibit called the Ash Forest Project. The emerald ash borer, a beetle with an iridescent green body, lays its eggs in the bark of ash trees. When the eggs hatch, the larvae bore into the tree's vascular tissue, killing the tree.
In a dead ash forest, the canopy is bare. And what I thought of was when I was in Puerto Rico after Hurricane Maria, it looked like just bare trunks, bare sticks of wood.
Ashes are medium-sized, deciduous trees. They often grow in forested swamps along rivers and creeks.
Even right here in the mid-Atlantic and D.C. area, there are these big, pretty intact forests made of ash trees. So to see these places start to get wiped out, it really felt like we were losing something important and something that most people aren't even aware of.
The emerald ash borer has so far mostly stayed east of the Rocky Mountains, though last year it was detected in Oregon. So how many ash forests have been affected here in the mid-Atlantic?
So on this side of the Chesapeake Bay, I think all of them.
Diane Leeson is an ecologist at the University of Maryland studying the impact of the emerald ash borer. Like the Rockies, the Chesapeake is a sort of natural barrier slowing the beetle.
Now it is on the other side of the bay. We're seeing it at our study sites on the eastern shore.
Leeson's one of the scientists Popkin and Bryce spent a lot of time with for their Ash Forest project. We all met up at a park in Maryland next to the Anacostia River.
So I think here's one of the swamp oaks, yep.
Jorge Bogantes of the Anacostia Watershed Society also joined us. He's trying to restore what used to be an ash wetland, replacing dead trees with other species. Volunteers have planted 600 trees on 15 acres on both sides of the river.
Pin oak, willow oak.
Restoring former ash wetlands like this is a ton of work and a bit of a never-ending battle. As we walk through the wetland, Bogantes uses a machete to hack invasive vines off the young trees. Without intensive restoration, areas like this could transform into thickets of invasive plants. Even with all the tree planting work, it will still take decades to recreate the forest canopy that was lost when the ash trees here died. And the unique ecosystem they created will be gone for good. There are efforts to slow down the destruction, like releasing wasps that eat the larvae of the emerald ash borer. But there's no way to eradicate the beetle. Gabe Popkin says he hopes the Ash Forest Project gets more people to appreciate local ecosystems and maybe pay a visit to one of the ash groves that's still standing.
Yeah, if you want to see one of these forests, like, now's the time, because they're not going to be around too much longer.
For Here and Now, I'm Jacob Fenston.